I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, we're going to check in with the Mocha moms who have their hands full with twins. Also, we'll talk about a recent case that has reopened an old debate about a possible link between common vaccines and autism. That's in just a few minutes. But first, oh, the Oprah magazine has been tackling everyday ethical questions in a column called Now What Do I Do? In the April issue, the questions include when to speak up and when to shut up, and when it's the right or wrong time to multitask. Joining us now is O Magazine columnist Jancy Dunn. She edits the Now What Do I Do column. Also with us is Faith Saley, a member of the O Magazine ethics panel and the host of the Public Radio International program Fair Game. Ladies, welcome.
Hi, Thank Michelle. You.
Welcome, and thanks for telling us what to do. Let's start with a workplace issue. It asks whether it's okay to tip off a coworker who's about to be fired. A woman said she did let a friend at the office know that he was going to be let go, but her husband said she was wrong. Jancy, the magazine has a panel of experts to take on these questions. How did they come down on this one?
Most agreed that it was indeed wrong. Rudy Rasmus, who is our resident pastor, he pointed out that not everyone is calm when they get that sort of bad news. What if they freak out? And also, our legal maven pointed out that there's a possibility that something could have changed before the final action was taken. And I believe she's right. Anything can happen in 24 hours.
Faith, what about you? What was your response to this question? Do you want to...
Oh, dear. I think I was wildly outnumbered, Jancy. Michelle, I think you introduced us by saying when should you talk and when should you shut up, and I guess I'm not good at shutting up. I thought that what was important to me in the way the question was phrased, that it was a friend and not a colleague or a coworker. I do believe that if I found out that a friend of mine was going to be fired, that I would tell him or her because I would hope that he or she would do the same for me.
Here's what you said. If your head were on the block, you'd want a heads up. You did the right thing. Let your husband learn how it feels to be blindsided. Don't give him advance warning the next time you find out your sister's husband has planned to Shanghai your man into a promise keeper's 3-day mountain retreat. See how that goes for hubby. Hey, Faith, I'm trying to ponder that. But one of the things I think a lot of people like about the column is that you do offer a range of opinions here, Jancy. But Faith, why do you think you had a different opinion than the other folks on the panel? Is it partly your own experience in the media where layoffs are, in fact, quite common?
It's interesting. Now that I'm more of a boss, I'm the great omniscient boss in the office, and I know who's coming and going. I wouldn't mind if someone were given the heads up before I had to tell them bad news.
I was going to ask you that. How do you think you'd feel about it?
I think it might be a little more humane for people to be able to adjust to that kind of news instead of feeling blindsided.
And Jancy? There's one exception that Jack Marshall, who runs a website called the Ethics Scoreboard, provided, and that was if you knew that your friend was going to assume a major financial commitment, assuming that he would still have the job, he or she, for instance, buying a house, you know, sending a kid to college or something, then you would be right to say a little something.
And Michelle, this is Faith. Can I say one more
thing?
Sure. I also thought if this is a friend and you don't tell your friend ahead of time, then when she tells you, oh, guess what, I was fired, you either have to say, yeah, I knew that, in which case I would suspect she'd say, what, and you didn't tell me? Or you'd have to basically be disingenuous and feign ignorance about it, which isn't the right thing to do to a friend.
I see your point. You feel that the person who has that knowledge has responsibilities to his or her own honesty or integrity in this situation. It's a tough one. I think it is a tough one. Next question, something I think we can all relate to, I think. You're talking on the phone to a friend. You're checking your email. You're doing the dishes. You're making dinner. Jancy, what's wrong with that? What did the panelists say?
They all agreed that when it came to checking your email and surfing the internet, you should not do it. You should be fully present. However, if you're doing dishes, if you're doing something mindless, braiding your daughter's hair, they say that it's pretty much okay. Although two panelists said, which I had never thought of, to ask first, just to say, hey, listen, I want to talk, but I need to do the dishes. Are you okay with that? And that way, the person is aware that there's clanging plates in the background, because you've also probably been there, too, where you think, what are they doing? What are those sweeping noises?
Faith, here you are again, kind of an outlier.
No.
We love it.
What
we
did
love
you
it.
Say? What it did you say?
Well, I thought it depends on the content of the conversation. Look, in an ideal world, we would all be very Buddhist, and it would be very be here now, and everything we do, we would give our full attention to. But I don't know who has that kind of time. I will say about women, I'm sure you know this, Michelle, that our corpus callosum is bigger than men's, which means that we can multitask and join both hemispheres of our brains. But I didn't know that, but
I will be using that in conversation. Trust me.
You ought to. But I agree with Jancy. Transparency is important. I actually need to do many things at the same time. So if I'm chatting with a friend about nothing very demanding or emotional, then I'll say, you know what, I'm baking a cake. You're going to hear the blender. And if it's your very best friend, haven't we all done this? Haven't we all said, I have to pee?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have. That's a sign of a tight friendship.
What if the person says no? Do you ask permission? Do you say, hey, I'm just putting this cake in the oven. Do you mind if I finish while we talk? And what if the person says, I do mind.
Oh, well, then I think it's fair. If you do ask and they do mind, then, you know, you have to respect that. And probably that means that person needs your attention as a friend. But then if the content of the conversation, I think in my answer I said if your friend is talking to you about whether or not she should, you know, she's gotten divorced and should she sell her wedding dress on eBay, then I think it's time to, you know, stop grinding coffee beans. Make her feel like she has your full attention.
Jancy, why is this an ethical issue as opposed to an etiquette issue?
Do you know what? We really should have put in something about etiquette questions as well, because sometimes we do, in fact, just throw in some etiquette questions, mostly because the culture is moving so fast that new etiquette questions crop up every day, if not every hour. I mean, I recently got an email death announcement. It was a mass email. Someone's father had died, and I thought, am I old? How do you respond to this? You know, too bad. Talk soon. XO. Do you give a sad emoticon? What do you do?
What do you do when you get the mass email about something like that? That's a very good question.
I immediately picked up the phone and called my friend. But perhaps I'm old school. I really don't know.
But I think...
Do you have an immediate thought?
I would do the same thing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think when you've lost somebody close to you, you know much more how to deal with death, and it's personal is always appreciated.
Right.
But, Michelle, in your question about etiquette versus ethics, I think that etiquette matters because it's a demonstration of something bigger. I'm a big thank you person, and I'm probably the obnoxious aunt who always makes my nieces and nephews say please and thank you when their parents don't. But that's an example of etiquette, yes, but I think it speaks to a bigger picture, which is people need to learn to be gracious and grateful. So I think that's why etiquette and ethics sort of converge.
Well, we are grateful for this conversation. You can read the latest Now What Do I Do column in O, the Oprah magazine. The April issue is on the newsstands today. Jancy Dunn edits the column for O, and Faith Saley is part of the ethics panel. She's also the host of Fair Game on Public Radio International. They were both kind enough to join me from NPR's New York Bureau. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Fantastic.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. As I mentioned, O Magazine is on the stands now, but you can read the Now What Do I Do column by going to our website at npr.org/tellmemore. And we'd like to know, how would you handle these ethical dilemmas? Would you tip off a coworker who was about to be fired? And how much do you multitask when you are talking with friends and family? Be honest. Tell us more about what you think. To read what other listeners are talking about, go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That's 202-842-3522.